People in Nairobi, Kenya, woke up to gunshots this morning. The terrorist attack that began yesterday at the Dusit Hotel complex there was finally coming to an end. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for this coordinated attack, an attack that killed 14 people. Several dozen other people are still missing. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says his country is grieving today. Tommy Oladipo is the Africa security correspondent with our partners at the BBC, and today he went to the scene of the attack.
We've been down at the Dusit Hotel complex, which is not far from our bureau here. That means we heard and felt the explosions yesterday. But today it's been a lot more calm. There's been a lot of, when we went there not too long ago, ambulances, fire brigade, lots of police and other security agents. But they seem to be, just watching. It appears as if the operation has ended, as the president announced earlier today. But obviously for Kenyans, waking up to the reality that this was not a bad dream, this was actually a case where a lot of blood was shed. And so it's now just finding out who exactly survived and who was lost. And I think that is what Kenyans are coming to terms with today.
Now, the Al-Shabaab connection is something that has worried Kenyans for years. And a day before the attack, so on Monday, three men faced the beginning of a trial for the Al-Shabaab Westgate Mall attack, also in Nairobi. That was in 2013. What's going on with the trial now?
Well, that trial looks like it's going to go ahead. That's 5 years after, more than 5 years after the Westgate attack, and the trial is only sort of just getting on its feet. So it's not clear exactly how long this process is going to take. But some people would say, it's better late justice than none at all. At the same time, when Kenyans look at this kind of incident, then they wonder about the latest attack, and if at all, the perpetrators will be brought to justice soon enough.
Something that's really striking are the campaigns I've been seeing on social media, like Kenyans working together to encourage each other, lift up their spirits, banding together. What are you seeing and hearing from people in Nairobi following the attack?
Yeah, there's been a lot of that. I think Kenyans are especially keen not to cower in fear, especially when these attacks happen. Yes, there is criticism in part of the government, for not being able to prevent this kind of attack. But at the same time, there is that solidarity. We're seeing people saying, we're Kenyans, let's rally together to sort of stand up against these attacks, and that these attacks should not stop people from living their lives and carrying on. So there is that. Obviously, the attackers who Al-Shabaab are claiming to have been, Al-Shabaab, the jihadist group largely based in Somalia, they would want to destabilize the country. They would want to instill fear among Kenyans, but Kenyans sort of fighting back and saying, no, we will stand and not cower in fear.
And as someone who follows this story, I mean, what are you worried about? What are you looking out for, Tommy, right now?
I think the main thing is whether lessons are being learned from these attacks. Westgate happened 5 years ago. If you look at the response then versus the response to yesterday's attack, there were definitely signs that some lessons had been learned in terms of coordination, in terms of the speed of the response, in terms of getting people out, in terms of even just the way the security forces conducted themselves. But if you look at things like intelligence gathering and acting upon intelligence, there are still questions about that. For example, some security analysts suggesting that there was intelligence about this particular attack that was downplayed by the authorities. Mm. So, yes, some lessons have been learned, but there's still some way to go.
Tommy Oladipo is the BBC's Africa security correspondent.